From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something maybe a bit different, a children's short story. It's called The Globe That Spun Backwards.
Yeah, it sounds like just a fun little story, right? Mm. Time travel, a bit of chaos. But honestly, when you look closer, there's some really neat stuff in there about, like, geography, history.
And even what to do when things go a bit sideways. So our mission today is to, you know, quickly run through the story, what happens, and then talk about the lessons hidden inside under all the dinosaur drool the story mentions.
Oh, right. Okay, so setting the scene. We're in Ms. Doodle's classroom. Seems normal enough.
But it has Gary the Globe, and Gary's, well, he's seen better days. The story says he's dusty and squeaky.
Makes a weird whistling sound. Kind of neglected, you know? But he has this huge secret. He controls time.
Whoa.
But, and this is the key part, only if you spin him backwards. The wrong way, basically.
Okay, so you only find the secret if you do something you're not supposed to do. Which brings us to Nico Noodlebrain.
Ah, Nico. Our hero. He's described as pretty much exactly how you'd picture a super curious kid. Wild hair, big glasses.
And a backpack full of half-eaten granola bars, which is kind of funny.
It is. It sort of tells you he's maybe a little messy, a bit unprepared for, you know, a trip to see dinosaurs. He's ready for snack time, not the Jurassic period.
So how does he find out the secret? Well, it wasn't anything sneaky. He was just bored.
Yeah, bored in geography class, which is perfect, isn't it? Sitting there looking at Gary the Globe, and he just gives it a big spin backwards.
Instant chaos. The story uses this great sound, like W-I-R.
And everything changes. The room shimmers. The floor turns into jungle vines. Desks become giant rocks.
And Mrs. Doodle, suddenly she has a dinosaur sitting on her head.
Okay, but here's the really interesting part. Miss Doodle, even with a dinosaur hat, is like super calm.
Right. She doesn't scream or anything. She just says something like, "Class, it seems someone has spun the globe the wrong way again." Again. Like it's happened before.
That calmness is amazing, isn't it? Everything's gone topsy-turvy. They're probably, what, millions of years in the past. And she's just calm. It sort of tells everyone, okay, don't panic. Let's figure this out.
Such a great picture of staying cool when things get wild. Nico just manages a little oops.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit of an understatement. And that's when Gary the Globe pipes up, all dusty and squeaky, and lays down the rules.
Okay. The rules. This is important. What are they?
Rule one. They're in the Jurassic period. Dinosaurs everywhere. Rule two. They have exactly 10 minutes.
10 minutes. To do what?
To spin the globe the right way. Forwards. If they don't, they're stuck there forever. Wearing dino drool.
Ew. Okay, the pressure is on. 10 minutes. Nico even says, that's barely enough time to run from a stegosaurus.
Exactly. It sets up this super fast, super exciting adventure. He has to think fast and move fast.
So what does he do in those 10 minutes? It sounds like a blur.
It is. He doesn't waste time panicking, though. First, he has to dodge a dinosaur dance party. Can you imagine?
A dino dance party? Okay, that sounds fun, but also, like, really in the way.
Totally. Then he needs to get back to the globe fast. So he needs transport. And he finds a giant turtle.
Like, how giant?
The size of a van.
Whoa. So he hops on. Problem solved.
Well, he hops on. But then he finds out something important about turtles, even van-sized ones.
Let me guess. They're slow.
Very slow. He's moving, sure. But that 10-minute clock is ticking down way faster. It's a bit of a lesson there, isn't it? Big doesn't always mean fast.
Good point. Okay, so the turtle taxi isn't working out great. What else happens?
Well, he gets a bit lost. naturally. And who does he ask for directions?
Please say a dinosaur.
A triceratops.
Yeah.
And the story makes sure to tell us she was very polite.
That's brilliant. Even in the land of giant, scary dinosaurs, you can still find someone helpful and polite. I like that.
Me too. It's a nice touch. But wait, time is almost up. The big moment of danger. A pterodactyl swoops down.
Oh no. What does it want?
He tries to snatch Nico's glasses. Right off his face.
His glasses. But he needs those to see, especially find the globe again.
Exactly. It's like the ultimate uh-oh moment. If he can't see, how does he get home? That fear gives him the last burst of speed he needs.
So he makes a run for it. Back to Gary the globe.
He does. He scrambles back, reaches the globe just in the nick of time, and spins it forward. Which HR Zoop?
Phew. And they're back.
They're back. The classroom is normal again. Well, except it's covered in ferns and leaves. But they made it. The adventure's over.
But the learning is just starting, right? Because Mrs. Doodle asks that big question.
The most important question. What did we learn, Nico?
And Nico, covered in ferns, probably still catching his breath, has two answers. What's the first one?
The first one is pretty straightforward. He says, basically, spinning a globe backward sends you back in time. Which, you know, is true in the story. He learned the rule.
Okay, makes sense. What's the second thing you learned?
This was my favorite. He says, and also, never trust a turtle taxi. They take forever.
I love it. He learned a practical lesson from his uh-oh moment with the turtle.
Exactly. It's funny, but it also means something, right? Like, sometimes the biggest, most obvious solution isn't actually the fastest or the best one. You have to think carefully, especially when you're in a hurry.
That's a really good way to put it. Okay, so beyond Nico's lessons, what are the big takeaways here? You mentioned geography.
Yeah, well, the story uses a globe, right? And a globe is literally a map of the Earth. It shows all the continents, the oceans, where different countries are.
Things kids learn about in school.
Right. But instead of just being a map, this story makes the globe magical. It connects a real thing, the globe, to this amazing fantasy idea of time travel. It makes geography feel exciting, not just lines on a map.
And history, too, I guess, going back to the Jurassic period.
Totally. Obviously, we can't really time travel like Nico did, but the story uses this fun adventure to get kids thinking about the past. What was it like when dinosaurs lived? It makes you curious about history in a way that just reading dates doesn't always do.
It makes history feel like a real place you could almost visit.
Exactly. And then there's the big life lesson, the idea about being curious versus being maybe careful.
Yeah, Nico's curiosity is what started the whole thing, right? He was bored, he wondered what if, and he spun the globe backwards.
And the story doesn't say his curiosity was bad. It led to an amazing adventure, didn't it?
It definitely did.
But he also had to fix it. He had to be responsible and spin the globe forwards again. If he just got distracted by the dinosaurs and forgot, well, that would have been a disaster.
So it's like, it's great to be curious and explore, but you also have to pay attention and, you know, clean up your own time travel messes.
Pretty much. And Mrs. Doodle helps with that. She wasn't mad. She just treated it like, okay, this happened, now let's learn from it. She turned the whole crazy mess into a lesson.
So mistakes aren't always bad. They can be adventures you learn from.
That seems to be the message. Nico made a mistake, had a wild ride, and came back knowing more about globes, about turtles, and about thinking fast.
Wow. So this simple story about a dusty globe uses that globe to talk about the world, about time, and about learning from uh-oh moments. Mm-hmm. All packed into a funny 10-minute panic.
It really does. And I think the coolest thing is how it kind of invites you, the listener, to think too. It sparks your own imagination.
Ah, yes. Because at the end, Nico basically turns to the audience, to you listening right now, and asks you a question, doesn't he?
He does. He asks, if you could spin a globe backward and visit any time in history, but remember, you only have 10 minutes before you have to spin it forward again, where would you go?
Ooh, that's a tough one with only 10 minutes. Would you go somewhere amazing and ancient, like ancient Egypt, to see the pyramids being built?
Or maybe somewhere really adventurous, like joining pirates on a ship. 10 minutes of pirate life.
Hmm.
Or
maybe you'd play it safe and practical, like Nico mentions.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd go see the day pizza was invented.
10 minutes might be just enough time to grab a slice. It really makes you think about what you'd want to see most, doesn't it?
It does. It shows that every place on a globe has a story, a history waiting to be imagined.
Well, there you have it. The Secret Adventures of Gary the Globe and the Very Quick Education of Nico Noodlebrain.
So maybe grab a globe or even just a map and have a look. Think about all the places and times you could explore in your imagination, of course.
And just remember the big rule from today's deep dive.
Spin carefully.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.